Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having John Horvat, the second, back on the show. John has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a scholar, a researcher, educator, author of Return to Order, member of the Philadelphia Society, the National Association of Scholars, and the Society of Christian Economists. He's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Great to be on. Always great to be on.
Good to have you back, John, as always. You always make us think about things and that are important. And you wrote a piece recently that I wanted to talk about today. I think it's really important. You titled it, Eight Things to Do to Restore the Missing Human Element in the Economy. One of the things that I try to include in all of my work and my writing is if you go back and read my articles, you won't have to read very long, very far without me using the term human beings or humanity or humans. I just think that we need to continue to focus, especially the more we're in this, you know, moving hell-bent for light speed into the digital age, we have to realize that we're humans and we're analog beings, no matter how much digital we acquire and adopt, we're always going to be the same analog beings that we've always been for thousands of years, and that's humans and humans. And humanity, we need to promote humanity. And you talk about that in this article. What were you thinking when you came up with this?
Well, I mean, there's just so much when you do business or you just transact business around anywhere now. It's just become so mechanical. You know, you've lost that human touch. Everything's just an answering machine, an algorithm. You know, you name it. It's no longer human, and economy is human. I mean, when you come down to it, it's unpredictable. It's based on our whims or desires to change and go, and they can't figure it out. But that is one of the essential aspects of economy, and I've just become so frustrated many times with the machines and the rush-throughs, mm-hmm. and drive-throughs, and not talking to people, And when you come down to it, it's bad business, I think. It's just bad business. It shows. It will eventually show up on the bottom line.
Well, I wrote a book about what you just talked about. And my new book.
I've read the book. It's great. Yeah.
Well, the new one, you haven't even seen the new one.
I haven't seen the new one yet. No.
The third ingredient is about ethics. And it's about... Yeah. It's not out yet. It's coming out in a little while. But what I was going to say is that what you just said about the pace of our lives and the humans trying to adapt to that pace, you know, as humans we require things that are ethical, like trust and morals and responsibility and those kinds of things. We require those things. And we've been able to function with those and maintain them pretty well as long as we were in an age that matched us, which means an analog age.
Yeah.
But now we're entering a digital age. You and I are not the least bit digital. And so how do we marry those two together? And that's the reason why I think your piece is so important. And the first thing you recommended was to find somehow to well, it's about solitude. Tell us what you mean by that.
No, solicitude, actually. Genuine solicitude, you know, to show that you really want to serve.
Right.
Store clerk with, you know, the right attitude. I mean, you can seal a relationship that will eventually, you know, lead to a lot more business. You know, a lot of business today is based on short term, you know, just get the money and leave. And where, you know, everyone knows the long term that really is going to pay out, is going to make a difference.
Well, and of course, I meant to say solicitude because this is a hot topic for me. because I'm the guy who said no problem is a real problem.
Mm.
You know, and when you're serving people, you want them to think that you are gracious in your service. And when you continuously say no problem, it doesn't sound like that, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I mean, and if you have someone who's just really solicitous, you remember that person, especially now. I think I remember them. I go back, you know, and it can it can change my buying habits. For a decade, I know. Right. I have a place now a jeweler that I go back to. I've been going back to for 15 years.
Absolutely.
Just based on one visit.
Absolutely. No, that's exactly right. And especially when you see employees empowered to be solicitous. And I think
that's a very good point.
That's a really big deal.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought, John. We'll take a quick break. Right back with John Horvath. We've got more ways, folks, of restoring humanity to the marketplace. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.